To end this hour and week, a story now fused with art and tragedy, and the children's book author who found both. First, the artist, Jean-Michel Basquiat, an ambitious, renegade graffiti artist who fell into the New York art scene in the 1980s. Here he is being interviewed back in 1983.
Where did the words come from?
Real-life books, television.
Yeah, and you just skim them and start including...
No, I mean, I'm working, I hear them, you know, and I just throw them down.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, things like Punic Wars, I remember that was in one of your...
Oh, that was from a guidebook on Roman history.
And you had been reading it and...
Well, it wasn't that long, that actual history part of it. It's like, you know, history of Roman, 5 pages, you know?
Yeah.
Jean-Michel Basquiat was a smartass, a genius who opened the art world to an urban street language. He was a child right up until he died of a heroin overdose in 1988. John Steptoe was a brilliant children's book illustrator in the 1980s who tantalized his young readers with stories of the urban streets and opened a whole new set of characters for children's literature before he died of AIDS in 1989. The influences of both Basquiat and John Steptoe haunt the life of the Caldecott Award-winning author Jovaka Steptoe.
I am a second-generation author and illustrator, and so I grew up, I watched my father, John Steptoe, create and illustrate books, and he would constantly tell me that it's really important for you to see yourself in books, in media like films or television, and you have to see yourself in all sorts of ways. You can't just see the good, and you can't just always see the bad. You have to see yourself in all phases. From that, you gain self-confidence and pride, and you also gain a realistic view of who you are.
Jovaka Steptoe has produced the book Radiant Child, the story of a young artist, Jean-Michel Basquiat. It is a journey and an invitation for young readers to see themselves in the story of a young artist full of dreams and daring on his way to an appointment with destiny.
I don't think of my audience as children. I think of my audience as families, because even though reading can be an experience between the reader and the book, it's also a way that families come together. And there's an agreement that's made. The kid has to create an agreement with the parent so that the parent could buy the book. It's really a community project. And the reason why I like creating children's books is because I see things in the world that I think could be changed. Who is going to change the world? The younger people coming up. And they're going to change the world because they have different information. And if I could give them information that I'm interested in, information that I think will be inspiring and will maybe help people to think about things a little differently, then I think I should do that.
You've been successful already as an illustrator.
Right.
But this was a much more ambitious project. Describe to me what you wanted to achieve.
I wanted to talk about Basquiat, and I just wanted to, in a sense, bring humanity to him. A lot of times when you hear about Basquiat, you hear about, you know, the wild child, you hear about the drugs and things like that, but you never really get the context of who he was, where he was coming from, and, you know, like how he began, what sparked that inspiration of art.
And what made Basquiat different from a lot of the other people who were tagging at the time?
His work was more about the message as opposed to having a beautiful piece of artwork to look at or claiming, you know, a turf or area or something like that.
Part of what's great about this book is for young readers, they're seeing a young child discovering on his own things that would eventually make history.
Right.
How do you want kid readers to come upon this discovery, this sense of discovery that you convey so well in this book?
I want kids to be inspired. The character in the book is a boy. You know, it's not an adult. And this boy has a dream. And he's the age of the people who are going to be reading this book. And so what it's it says to them, or hopefully, you know, what it would say to them is that if you have a dream, if you have a passion, you know, you can follow it and you can be on top of the world.
When kids read this story, are they going to be drawn in by the fame or drawn in by the art, do you think? And how did you negotiate that? How did you think about that as you were making this book? Because it's for young readers.
I hope they're drawn in by the messages of the book, the message of love, the love between the son and the mother. I touch on the mother's mental illness. And so, you know, I just think about all of the different things that children go through that are difficult in their daily lives. And I just wanted to create a space for them to be able to talk about mental illness if that is one of the things that they go through. And learning that they have the power to affect the world, to have a notion about something and pursue it. And at the end of the day, if they put, you know, whatever amount of effort they need to put into it, it will somehow affect the world.
Do you want kids reading this story to be liberated, to try to go down the same path? Because some would say, Basquiat is a don't try this at home story if there ever was one.
This is a book that you share with your child. There are difficult things about Basquiat's life. And I think the great thing about heroes is that you don't have to be a hero for everything in my life. You are my hero for the artwork that you created. You are my hero for the things that you achieved. But then there are things that he struggled with, and we all struggle with things. And so that's an opportunity for parents to have conversations with their kids.
Javaka Steptoe, it's been great talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, John.
Javaka Steptoe, artist, illustrator, and author of this year's Caldecott Medal-winning book, Radiant Child, the story of young artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. What would you like to see in children's book these days? What do you think is missing?
Hi there, my name is Chelsea Cook. I'm calling from East Palo Alto, California. When asked what was missing from children's books, my initial thought was girls and also children of color. I think that lots of children's books feature boys and their dogs, so it's sort of the joke, but a more inclusive list of characters, as well as characters doing more variety of things, would be better.
Hi, I'm Dan, calling from Buffalo. I'd like to see a children's book explaining the whys, hows, and dangers of factionalism. It's factionalism that keeps us apart and makes us see people as the other instead of us, all of us.
My name is Corey Martin. I'm from Harrisonburg, Virginia. And I think that children's books need to focus more on accepting differences and fostering community cooperation towards bigger goals than an individual can achieve.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your children's literature story. And thanks so much for listening this week and today. I'm John Hockenberry. Have a great weekend. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering copy and print solutions for business materials printed in-store or ordered online, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters. More at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. By Squarespace, a website building platform that helps businesses, entrepreneurs, and individuals to create websites, portfolios, online stores, and more. Learn more at Squarespace.com. Squarespace, make your next move. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.